Welcome to Atomic Moms, a modern parenting podcast about the joys and complexities of caring for our children and ourselves. I'm Ellie Noss, and since 2014, we've been celebrating and commiserating with world-class experts, best-selling authors, and parents around the world. Welcome back to the podcast, my dear husband and father of our children. Welcome, Adam Stekiel.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying not to draw too much attention to the adorable five-year-old who's sitting across from me who swears she will stop touching the table and sit quietly while we record. So we went to the park this morning, and I started talking to a dad without realizing that I had known him for 10 years. I had known him 10 years ago for a short period of time. And you were sitting back just watching it all unfold. Yeah. What was that like? Did you know that it was this person?
I knew, once you guys started talking, I knew who it was. And I was amused by the fact that neither of you recognized the other one, which is like a summation of having kids where you're like, oh, hey, you're from my previous life.
Yeah.
And I've totally forgotten about that. So that was pretty funny.
His child was adorable and had a very runny nose.
Yeah.
And after I realized who this father was, I felt comfortable because
jamming a Kleenex in the kid's face.
No, I didn't give it to the kid. I gave it to the dad because I also had a flashback to like, I remember him not, I don't think he treated my girlfriend particularly well. So then that gave me the authority to hand over a wet wipe to the father and be like, can you wipe his nose?
Yeah, it was a call out for a runny nose.
I mom shamed someone. It's one of the first times I've done it intentionally.
Feel? Yeah.
You're going to sneeze.
Yeah, I feel a sneeze coming on. It's okay. Keep going. When it happens, it'll happen.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
You know, we often hear about moms of boys. I know there's some Instagram accounts about that. We personally know some friends who raise three or four boys.
Yeah.
It seems to be a special breed of mother that can withstand all that love. And so I'm curious, what's it like being a father of girls?
It's the best. Yeah. Man, here comes the sneeze. Maybe that was so weird. It's the best. Excuse me.
Are you allergic?
I'm having an allergic reaction. No, they're the best. I mean, obviously, I think you have a weird inclination to protect them on some level, but, that's like a really, there's a very special bond. And there's nothing better than having girls. And,
soak up the adoration.
I do. I love it. And we have a great relationship, and they're very, very spirited young ladies. So
yesterday we had friends come over, and yeah, they both commented on how spirited and independent our girls were.
Yeah.
What? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because, like, when someone says, oh my gosh, your 2-year-old is so independent, the first time you're like, that's a great compliment. And then when they say it like 4 times, you're like, oh, I think they mean difficult or, you know, unbridled or, you know, unchecked. Which is there's some level of truth to that. She's like trying to drag a stroller upstairs or something. And, you know, it's hard.
You know, it's an interesting time in history as well to have young daughters. And, you know, people are talking about inequalities and even just the idea that, like, going through a parking garage, you know, this day, you know, everyone should have their head on a swivel, I guess.
But sure.
Like, do you view the world any differently now that you have girls?
I think I'm just more aware of that stuff. I think, you know, it's cool and interesting to see, just because, you know, we work in movies and television, how much of that is trying to sort of really put a positive, proactive, you know, message about gender equality out there. But it's weird to watch it because you're like, oh, wouldn't it be great if that was the norm and we didn't have to like make this effort to like, then I don't know if any who's seen Aladdin out there, but they gave Jasmine that speechless song, or, you know, it's an empowerment song. Yes. I'm getting the nod from Sabrina that yes, that is the name of the song. She loves it. And it's great. It's like, I'm, you know, you're like, I love seeing that in the movie, but at the same time,
it's the real name of the song is Silent or Speechless.
Silent or Speechless. Thank you. This is like a rambling call because it's like, I don't even know how to talk about this stuff.
Well, no, but I'm thinking is like, okay, but also book smart. So then I'll add in like Cream's.
It does. I guess my point is, yes.
Girls. That's just directed by a woman.
Right. And I think that's a good example of like, that's the movie that I wish was the norm. There's a great moment in the new Avengers movie where they really sort of lean into, you know, a girl power thing. And I love that stuff. But it's also the fact that we still have to kind of like go out of our way to do that and put a spotlight on it makes me go, oh man, I can't wait for the next phase where hopefully, like, I dream of a world where my girls grow up and there isn't this. It's just sort of, and I know that's wishful thinking, but there's just like gender equality that doesn't require an awareness. It just exists in the world because that's how this generation was raised. You know, I mean, I, like being a 41-year-old, that might seem impossible, but I don't know. Like, if we keep doing it, then maybe just eventually it becomes, you know, the way that people are.
You and Sabrina have a new Friday afternoon activity. You pick her up from school on Fridays. And what is it that you guys have been up to?
We go rock climbing. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to go ice skating.
Yeah. You used to go ice skating. Now you go rock climbing. How did you find a place that lets 5-year-olds rock climb?
They let anybody rock climb. It's pretty crazy. It's like a bouldering place. So there's no ropes or anything. It's just, there's a big
pad. There's no ropes?
There's no ropes.
I did not know this.
Yeah. It's because it's not high enough to really, you know.
Do you just fall back on foam?
Yeah, like a big pad. And Sabrina's great. She really enjoys it. It's like, I of course, climb 3 times, then, you know, my arms feel like they're going to fall off, but she could do it for 2 straight hours. It's crazy.
And she was in the car recently talking about Abby Wambach. What was that lesson?
What was that? That was an old one. She was just practicing her headers. She was really into doing headers. And so we watched a bunch of Abby Wambach videos because, you know.
Olympic soccer.
Yeah, U.S. women's team. Yeah. You know, she's in just sort of a prolific header of the ball.
Screen time gets such a bad rap, but there are certain ways of using screen time that I think are.
Yeah,
really
watching
fantastic.
Abby Wambach like, headers, absolutely.
Yeah. Watching old Tony Awards musical acts.
Sure. We were on an elevator with Abby Wambach once.
We were?
Yeah.
Was that the Super Bowl?
It was. Pretty great.
Was it great?
Yeah.
Like, did that make you so excited?
Yeah.
You also have 3 sisters, so I feel like you've always been surrounded by women.
Yes.
Is there anything?
I probably wouldn't know what to do with a boy. I'd be very confused.
Yeah. Do you think there's anything about being raised by girls? Or raised by girls? I mean, raised by your younger siblings.
Yeah.
That makes you particularly adept at raising daughters?
No, I mean, I think I probably look at what my parents did because my sisters turned out great. And so, you know, I mean, or just things
so
that
they
did. I don't know. I mean, like, again, this is all like non-verifiable instincts, but, you know, they all played team sports. And I think like, I just am a big believer that like that kind of stuff gives you a great sort of sense of identity, especially, you know, in LA, and I hate to hate on LA because we live here, but I think it's like even more than the rest of the world, so crazy image conscious. And I think like people can very easily slip into like sort of, you know, defined by their social media status and stuff like that. And I think for young people, or my daughters at least, it would be cool if they had like a, and that could be theater or sports or whatever, but just something where there's like a sense of community and identity beyond just like, you know, being popular. Mm. I'm sweating. I feel like I'm going to offend people somehow.
Really?
I don't know. It feels weird to be like, this is what I like to have. I don't know. If
opinions.
I guess you have to have a parenting
now
philosophy.
Don't get to have opinions yeah. Anymore.
I'm just really getting after it. I'm like, here's how you parent. Here's gender politics.
You know, it's one of Sabrina's favorite songs is Popular, sung by Kristen Chenoweth from Wicked.
Yeah.
And she graduated from preschool this week and they wore cap and gown and
it was great.
So sweet. And some of the children were crying and then I'd look at them and then I start crying And it just made me realize how quickly time goes, as we all know. But I just thought we'd be at that preschool forever with her. I never thought we would be the ones leaving.
It ends at before kindergarten.
It's so weird, isn't it? These little ones were together for 3 years. And they are practically adults now.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, obviously, if you have older kids, you're like, yeah, like, don't worry. There's going to be other, you know, moments. But it is strange when it's like they literally enter preschool as blobs. And now, you know.
Janet Lansbury, our teacher for Eliza, would totally disagree with you there.
They're people. I'm not saying they're not people with, you know, strong viewpoints. They certainly are, as Eliza shows us on a daily basis. But they, it's just like the amount of physical, emotional, mental growth that occurs in 3 years. Like the fact that at this age, they have the capacity for like, to understand that this is the end of something and to have an emotional response to that is pretty wild.
Sabrina, what was your favorite part about preschool?
Meeting Cleo. And I really love my teachers, so I'm really sad to leave. I'm getting emotional right now.
Thank you for sharing that.
And I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah, you are. Okay. So, Adam, do you remember your preschool graduation? Because it seems like we've made a really big deal out of this, and yet I don't think I had one.
I don't remember anything before like four. I know everyone's always like, I have these memories when I was 2.5. And I'm like, maybe 7 is when I start remembering things. Mm-hmm. I remember being 5 and wanting to be 7. Like, that's a weird memory that I have. But I definitely don't remember my preschool graduation. I like vaguely remember the people that were in my preschool class, but then I look at these kids and I'm like, they seem to have like the relationships that I had when I was in high school. It's wild.
Yeah. There's like a montage. It's like Reality Bites or something. They're all hanging out.
Hi.
Okay. Sabrina, thank you for your input.
This is a daughter father interview. I know.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animals are Sabrina and Eliza.
Besides humans.
Chubbs the dog.
What's your favorite thing to do with your family?
Well, that's a great question. I'm a big fan of doing family dinners together. That's the thing that I love to do. I like going to the park as a family. That's fantastic. And I like going to Michigan as a family. That's something I really love to do. And then individually, I have favorite things. With mom, I like to go to movies and go to dinner and occasionally stay at a hotel.
Is that code?
Just meant like have a night off. And then with you, I loved driving you to school and walking with you to school is my favorite thing. And then with Eliza, my favorite thing is singing before bed.
My favorite thing to do with Daddy is probably rock climb and eat sugar.
Eat sugar? When do we eat sugar together? I don't even eat sugar. When do you eat sugar with me? Sugar fish?
Yeah. But it has salt on it. Salt's kind of like sugar.
It's kind of the opposite of sugar.
For those of you not in LA, Sugarfish is a sushi restaurant.
Yeah. I know. In one breath, I'm like, I really want to raise these kids like Midwesterners. And then I'm like, let's go get some sushi.
What's your favorite light bulb?
Ooh, I would probably go my favorite light bulb. I like the old ones. Just like a 40 watt, you know, maybe an indoor light. I think it's probably my vibe. No dimmer.
What's your favorite song?
Ooh, that's another really good favorite song. Maybe Rainbow Connection, which you sang at your graduation.
Mine is Sunflower. A, 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 ooh, ooh, ooh. There's another part that I only know. You've been left in the dust and
I'm not familiar with that song.
Yeah, Sunflower.
Wrapping it up. We're getting the Wrap It Up single from Mom. Okay. Love you.
Ooh.
love you. Okay, so go sit down on the ground and do that. Okay, so I don't remember my preschool graduation, but I remember vividly my fifth grade graduation. And the anniversary of my fifth grade graduation was 25 years ago this week.
That's crazy.
I think I peaked in fifth grade. There was a lot of dirty dancing choreography.
Ooh.
No.
It's weird.
Fifth grade, babe. Why is that
weird? Did someone do the lift?
No. Oh. No one was able to do
the lift.
That'd
be pretty impressive.
Yeah. A bunch of fifth graders, no one was doing the
okay,
lift.
Okay, all right, well.
But, oh man, we would just dance like all through lunch. And we knew every word to every song on that soundtrack.
Who's we?
On that tape.
What?
Me and my girlfriends school? That were in dance troupe.
Amazing.
It was a Magnet Elementary School. And then my mom is going through her things because they have an upcoming move. And so she sent me some pictures. She was getting nostalgic.
Hmm.
And she sent me a certificate. There was an art certificate of merit, an honors award, flag patrol, Spanish award, good conduct award for outstanding conduct, and a writing award.
In fifth grade?
In fifth grade. I mean, I'm an elder millennial, but I'm clearly a millennial because they were giving out awards for everything.
We just got like behavior, effort, and I don't even remember. It was like three things.
The flag patrol thing, I felt so special because it snowed once. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and it snowed. And it was the perfect excuse. I think it was in fifth grade. It was the perfect excuse to go take down the flag because it was lightly snowing. It would melt the second it touched the ground. But you got to take the flag down for rain, so it seemed necessary to take it down for snow.
Yeah.
It was such a great way to cut class. But my mom sent me those photos of those awards. And probably before throwing them in the trash. No, she probably is mailing them with a box of all of my junk.
Yep.
And here's what she texted. Don't know how to characterize it because it will come out the wrong way. But I was and am very proud of you.
Maybe, how would that even be the wrong? How can that come out wrong?
I don't know. Heading into summer, I was thinking that you've been doing such a wonderful job of entertaining our five-year-old. And so I was thinking you could share a little bit with our listeners, like what you've been doing to keep her entertained. You know, we'll talk about how you're making our kids smarter, more creative, and stronger. And I'll share that Serena and I are bonding over screen time.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things that you've been doing with her?
What do we do for, I mean, we do a lot of physical stuff together. We do the rock climbing. We go ice skating. You know, we do some rope climbing in the backyard. We also play a lot of games. We have a great...
Yeah, what are the board games?
The board games we play are Mastermind, Ticket to Ride, which is awesome. Highly recommended. And then we bought this game called No Thank You Evil, which is like Dungeons and Dragons for five-year-olds. And that one's a lot of fun, especially for Sabrina, because you get to make up a character and then you guide him through a story and they make all the choices. And it's, that's a great, you know, it's a great time eater. but it's a lot of fun. And it's also like, it's fun for an adult because you also get to kind of participate, you know, which isn't always the case, but all of those games, you know, we really have, what are there anything else we play?
Sabrina and I have been playing, Store. Lately,
oh, yeah.
Because we opened the Atomic Moms shop.
Not playing. That's real.
And it is real, but Sabrina's been helping me by putting all the shipping labels on the mailers, and she's
that's
been...
That's when I take a break.
And then she eventually takes a break. I let her take one break for every seven hours of folding.
Yeah. Yesterday, pretty sure it's child labor laws.
She had a Z-bar.
Oh, yeah. And yesterday she had a snack. She went and got a snack. And then I was like, wash your hands. You can't touch our merch like this.
She was just out by the dumpster having a
Z-bar. So if there's a strand of blonde hair, I'm not sure if it's hers or mine, but we're very involved in this project and we appreciate everyone who has ordered their t-shirt or tank or their limited edition art print. Thank you for helping support the podcast. Another thing that I've been doing with Sabrina, and this is because her teacher recommended it. Do you all remember the Brain Quest trivia cards? That was another thing from my elementary school days that I loved. And Sabrina is so obsessed with it. She loves it.
Loves what?
You love the Brain Quest trivia cards.
Where are they?
They're in your room, I think.
Luggage.
Oh, they're still in the luggage. Mm. They're really good on the plane. And then another thing that we've been bonding over lately is what?
Getting a husky.
Getting a husky. We're not getting a husky. Okay.
We're getting a Rottweiler.
No, we aren't. Yes. So we've been watching World of Dance, and the judges are Jennifer Lopez, Neo, and Derek Hough. Derek Hough.
No, keep guessing.
It's not Derek Hough.
Keep guessing.
Jennifer Lopez, Neo, and Derek Hough. And so Sabrina now keeps... It's not Hough?
I think it is. We're just having fun. Sabrina's in the bed now.
You tell me. You know Sabrina. What's his last name?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyway,
she loves... There's a leopard jumpsuit that Jennifer Lopez wears, and Sabrina's obsessed with it. So if anyone has a lead on a 6T leopard jumpsuit, please Instagram message me. What? You're looking at me like that's... Poor parenting.
No, I just want to meet the person that's like, I got you. Here's the link to the.
Hey, we've got 60. A lot of.
I know, by the way. I know. There's podcast. Someone will have you. I'm curious to see where you buy that.
She asks for it every day. And then
I want it.
I know you do. Eliza, our almost 2-year-old, has been loving Classical Baby.
It's a boring. Don't tell your, do not watch it because it's very a bad show.
It's very soothing.
It's very soothing, which Sabrina actually really enjoys it when
I hate it.
When I don't give her any other options for watching something. It is so soothing. There are excerpts available on YouTube. It's also available on Amazon and HBO, and it's an Emmy-winning animated series that introduces children to works of music, painting, and dance, and I find it delightful.
Yeah, it's very relaxing.
Very boring.
Sabrina says she finds it boring, but that's also because, like, her drive to school, she's bombarded with billboards for Godzilla and other.
Dude, should we just put a blinder on her on the way to school?
Should we blindfold her like we're terrorists who've taken her hostage?
I see billboards of Godzilla. Then, I ask Daddy if I could watch Godzilla, and I asked him if I could watch him if I could watch Dark Phoenix.
And I said no.
Thank you.
And I got very upset.
Thank you, Hollywood billboards. So in closing, one of your favorite shows has come to an end, Game of Thrones on HBO. Are you sad that it's over?
I think I was ready for it to be over. I'm like bummed out that I don't have that on Sundays to look forward to. But also it was such short spurts. It's like you'd wait a year and a half and then get whatever, 6, 8, 10 weeks of it. But yeah, I mean, it was a great ride. I think, but there was so much talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's like everywhere you turn,
I felt left out.
You felt left out, and I think I was getting exhausted by all of the like, is it good? Is it not good? Are they doing it justice? Blah blah blah. And as someone who obviously, you know, writes television and movies for a living, I always like push back a little bit because you're like the degree of difficulty that the people that make that show. Are executing at right now is so high, and it's just impressive that that's even on television.
I've never seen an episode all the way through. I seem to have wandered into our living room during significant moments, like that wedding where the bloody wedding thing, and mm-hmm. then also the shaming of that woman through the streets, and she was naked.
Ellie's experience with the Game of Thrones is like a fever dream. It's like these weird, terrible. I mean, difficult to consume moments on the show.
You know, there are two other shows that have concluded that I feel like should be getting more love, although people are talking a lot about Fleabag. Mm-hmm. But there are two other shows that have given so much joy to me, and they've both concluded their series, and it's...
I'm trying to guess.
You don't know me.
Chernobyl?
No.
But that you did love that.
That was horrifying. That's a 5-part series on HBO about the 1986 nuclear disaster in the Soviet Union. Oof, it's so dark and so intense, and it makes me feel, I don't know, man. If you're not in a good headspace, don't watch Chernobyl. And if you're in a good headspace, maybe protect it and don't watch Chernobyl.
Hey, you say that, but you would, every night, you would
yeah,
be like,
I'm addicted to
can
the
we get
dark
the kids
side.
To bed and watch Chernobyl?
So awful. But what I suggest is watching Fleabag,
right,
which is an Amazon original series. It stars Phoebe Waller-Bridges. Bridge.
Right.
Why do I say Bridges?
I don't know.
Jeff Bridges. That's why. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, she writes it and she stars in it, and it's a dramatic comedy. And this second season, there's a priest, and his name is the actor is Andrew Scott. And it's so bizarrely hot, like the interactions between them. I'm telling you, me.
Hot for priest over here?
Yeah, suddenly, me and every other woman who has watched this show is like, it makes you all tingly. Like, I'm like, this is what porn is supposed to be.
I bet you can probably find some. I'm going to stop right now because.
No, I don't want priest porn, but okay. There's something about their interactions and sort of like the will they, won't they, that is so delicious. And
you just want forbidden love.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Where's the forbidden love porn?
Right.
It's so
unrequited.
Beautifully. Yeah, it's really achy. And
yeah.
But you came home and I was in tears.
Right.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's just such a well-done show. And then also Catastrophe, which is an Amazon Prime series that is also concluded, so you can binge watch all of them now. And that stars Sharon Horgan and Rob Delaney. They are the show's writers, and they also star in it as husband and wife. I mean, I think there's like a trend here.
I love
that writers should star in their
things. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. I'm available.
And that's such a fun show because it's about a husband and wife like muddling through parenthood and how
pissed off at each other they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, it's weird because it's not realistic love because there are really a lot of heightened moments in the show, but
it's pretty realistic.
They're
just
really
like
recognize each other's flaws and point them out. And
yeah,
still love each other.
I think it's like, you're right, it's not realistic. I think it's like there's like a fantasy element where they say horrible shit to each other.
That we wish we could say to
each other. But then have these like really like beautiful, intimate, like just moments together at the end. And you're like, God, that's so amazing that they can like be so like brutal with each other and you know, kind of speak their mind in a way that, I don't know, if it just feels like tough, but then still in love at the end of the episode.
Well, heading into summer, is there anything that you're especially looking forward to with the kids?
I mean, going to Michigan, absolutely. Yeah. That's always, you know, the best part of the year. Yeah, and that's it, you know?
I'm looking forward to slowing down up there.
Sure, but that's going to happen.
What?
I don't think it's ever slowed down, has it?
No. And also I do have that habit of going from like stressed out to bored.
Right. I love bored.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I just love
well,
like.
Well, I just mean like, you're like, oh.
You and I are different. You are like, okay, if there's time for four things in the day, I'm going to schedule six.
Just so I can feel bad about myself for not.
Right. And I'm like, if there's time for four, I would rather schedule two. So that I was like, I do not like that feeling of like, okay, this thing ended and now like I got to scramble to get to that next thing. I just like, you know, I don't like doing that. And some people do. So I don't say it like, obviously who would like to do that? Like some people really enjoy the intensity of a plate that full. I don't.
I remember when Bianca Kylik, my girlfriend and the co-founder of Atomic Moms podcast, when she quit the podcast, I remember her saying in sort of her exit interview on the show that she had heard from someone else, I wish I could remember who it was. So don't credit me or Bianca for this, but basically the idea is you've got so many apps open on your phone, you have so many apps open in your life, and like you got to shut some down, you got to close the apps. Otherwise you can't run properly.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to simplifying this summer because I just keep losing track of things in my mind. And I've been really scatterbrained because recently I took Eliza to the pediatrician and I told her that I've been like forgetting so much lately. And she kept assuring me that this is normal for this stage of motherhood, that there's just so much going on and people are always texting you and you're getting all those emails and there's just so much up in the air. And so that is completely normal. And she, you know, really tried to make me feel better about that. And then she pointed out that my sweater was inside out.
and then bought back everything she had just said.
Anyway, that was like classic to have your pediatrician point out that you're wearing your clothes inside out.
Yeah.
Babe, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Until next week, everybody, trust in your goodness, live out your greatness, rock on, Atomic Moms.